Lovely stuff. The Marvels from 1974. And we just had a telephone call, the strangest telephone call in the world. Somebody rang in and said, I've lost ARD. I don't know where it is on the radio dial. So can you play a record so that we'll know where ARD is? So this is ARD. Have you got us now? Okay. And this is the record I said I'd play. This is the Merton Parkers. So are you back with us now? Good. Don't lose it. Stay there. Stay there. Don't move it. I don't know why you were moving it in the first place. You weren't going down to those coming at you people, were you? Slap wrists. Parkers, and you need wheels. That's number 30 on the ARD Top 40 this week. It's 20-4.
At Tom Walsh Motors, we can offer you the best wide-ranging service facilities around town. Our fully trained mechanics will check for and tell you about any other faults they may find while servicing your car, but they will be fixed only on your say-so. We also specialize in electronic tuning, which can help cut your costs dramatically. And in our sales department, Dominic Griffin can provide you with Ford, Toyota, Renault, Datsun, Mazda, or any make of new or used car. So for sales and service, it's got to be Tom Walsh Motors, Grange Road, Balgoyle.
Back to 1965 we go. This is Nancy Sinatra, and these boots are made for walking. Are you ready, Boots? ARD on a Wednesday afternoon.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love, but confess.
Nancy Sinatra, these boots are made for walking. Philomena and Fran, hello, from Carl in Coolock, who rang in. Joe, who's in St. James's Hospital, we've got to tell you to get better, and that's from Tina and the family. Carmel and Martin, who are getting married on Saturday, and Jean O'Donnell and Andrew Slater, hello from Paula. She said do it now, because she's going home in a few minutes. Olive and Linda, who are sitting out in the sun enjoying themselves. In Temple Oak, they just want a record play for themselves. Sean O'Connor and Deirdre O'Connor, Yvonne O'Connor, Kathleen O'Connor, from their cousin Kenneth, and Mrs. Kelly in Drumconda rang up and she said, I love the David Gates record. What was it? It's by David Gates and it's called The Clouds and Rain Suite, Mrs. Kelly. So stick around. I might play it again someday, sir. This is Spud.
Take warning, how you treat your men. They're like a star on a summer's morning. They'll first appear.
And come all you fair and tender. That's a great song. I like that one. Later on in the program, Michael O'Brien, who's PRO for the Save the Wood Key campaign group. He's been held up just at the moment, but we will get him on the phone before 6 o'clock, so stay tuned. Here's Blood, Sweat and Tears.
Thank you.
Man, Come All You Fair and Tender. That's a great song. I like that one. Later on in the program, Michael O'Brien, who's PRO for the Save the Wood Key campaign group. He's been held up just at the moment, but we will get him on the phone before 6 o'clock, so stay tuned. Here's Blood, Sweat and Tears.
Hi-de-ho. Hi-de-ho.
Lovely. Blood, Sweat and Tears from 1970. Heidi ho, Heidi high. Gonna get me a piece of the sky.
Hello, ARD listeners. Paul Vincent here. Now, I don't want to interrupt your enjoyment of the nice music you're hearing on this show, so we'll get together at 11 o'clock tonight for Pajama-rama. Make it any time between 11 and 2 in the morning. I'll be expecting you.
Well done, Paul. Good luck. Right, a whole bunch more requests. Derek and all the gang, I hope it's gone well with the campaign, and that comes from the dog. I don't know which campaign that is. Paula Sharkey and Tom O'Hall and Eileen Lawless and Christopher Smith and Catherine Murphy and Micro McCannesby, I think that is. And Catherine had a baby boy. Well done. That comes from Deborah. With lots and lots of love. We'll do more a bit later. Oh, and we say hello to Pat, who's drawing up... Who's driving up to Dundalk today. Okay. With love from his girlfriend, Sheila. Take care, she says. Here's Racy. I like that record. That's Racy and their new song called Boy Oh Boy. It's 5 minutes to 4 o'clock. Listen, for the biggest and cheapest selection of golden oldies in Dublin, go to Jack the Lad. They're in Gaiety Green every Saturday and Sunday. Don't forget, Jack the Lad is the number one place to get your old number ones. Jack the Lad, Gaiety Green. Open Saturdays and Sundays. Go there. Get your records. Immediately. This goes back a couple of years. This is Céron, who comes from France, and Supernature. Nature. 1 minute to four is the time. We've got news for you, and then after the news, John Paul Young. Stay tuned to ARD, where the music is the best. ARD Radio broadcasting throughout Dublin on 257 metres in the medium wave band. It's 4 o'clock.
On the hour, ARD News.
Mr. Jerry Fitt has criticised the Taoiseach, Mr. Lynch, for not cutting short his holiday in Portugal after Monday's killings at Mullaghmore. Mr. Fitt, leader of the Social Democratic and Labour Party, said that Mr. Lynch should have returned to Ireland and personally taken charge of the situation. The cabinet held a special meeting today to discuss the security situation. The Tarnisher, Mr. Colley, chaired the meeting in Mr. Lynch's absence. The Minister for Justice, Mr. Collins, gave an update report on the hunt for the killers of Lord Mountbatten. Two men were rearrested shortly after being released from Green Street Courthouse this morning. Mr. Justice Hamilton had released the men on the grounds that they had been unlawfully detained in custody. The two, Thomas McMahon and Francis McGurl, had been charged with membership of the IRA. After the men were rearrested by detectives outside the courthouse, they were again charged with IRA membership and remanded in custody until tomorrow morning. The Mansion House has been occupied in a protest by three homeless families from East Wall. 3 weeks ago, five families were evicted from flats in Church Road. Since then, two of the families have been rehoused, but the other three have been told they're not eligible for corporation housing. The Cummins, Finnegan and Nickel families moved into the Mansion House with their children at midday today, and they intend to stay there overnight as a protest against the corporation's failure to rehouse them. One of Ireland's leading show jumpers, Captain Con Power, has resigned from the Army. Captain Power had applied to leave the Army on September the 6th, and his application has been accepted. He will continue his show jumping career as a civilian. And just ahead of more music on 257, the weather. It's going to be dry with bright sunny spells and light winds. Temperatures will be around 18 degrees centigrade.
Ma, she's a dog in the window.
Tony Allen on ARD.
The one with the wily tail.
Love is in the air.
Good stuff. That's John Paul Young and a song from a couple of years. That sounds just as good today as it did when it was first released. You know, that's called Love is in the Air. Okay, an important message now. Stolen today from Glasnevin Industrial Estate was a red Cortina with a black vinyl roof. It's not so difficult to spot. It's got an English registration plate. The number is RDP468R. RDP468R. That's a red Cortina with a black vinyl roof, nicked from Glasnevin Industrial Estate. It was taken about 20 past two this afternoon. If anybody's got any information, please could you ring this number, 307-499. That's 307-499. Because the owner might want to be going back to England, I suppose, and he'd like to take his car with him. It's 6 minutes past 4 o'clock. Listen, last night, ARD was invited to the opening of Robert Chambers' new luxury hair studio in Sussex Street in Dunleary. And we want to wish all Robert and all of the staff all the best of luck and say hello to the lovely Isabel, who is sunning herself in her bikini in her garden somewhere in Dunleary. So, fellas... Listen, Robert, good luck with your new hairdressing establishment. It's called Robert Chambers Hair Studio. It's in Sussex Street, Dunleary. From everybody at ARD, keep it together, baby. Reach out. It's 9 minutes past 4 o'clock.
Think of the advantages of a warm and draft-free atmosphere in your home. Now think of Eastern Aluminium Limited. Eastern Aluminium supply and fit windows and doors, single or double glazed, in a variety of colors. And at Eastern Aluminium, you can buy top quality window frames and doors and fit them yourself. You can save up to 50% on your home improvements at Eastern Aluminium. Eastern Aluminium Limited, telephone 786-128. Our call to 7 Bailey's Row or Portland Row in Dublin 1. Eastern Aluminium Limited, 786-128.
For wedding photographs in living color and a super range of American and continental style wedding albums, call to Edmund Ross, 59 Grafton Street, the specialists in portraiture for over 50 years. Ring 773-656. That's 773-656. Or call to 59 Grafton Street and see top qualified technical photography, industrial and commercial in action. Edmund Ross, quality photography at the right price.
All the hits and more. music.
Geraldine Bourne, special love from Patrick in Fingless, and also Paul and Liam Cummins, Mick Rock, Vic Byrne, and Victor Francis. From all the URs, and tell them thanks for a great night on Saturday. What did you do on Saturday night? These are the Doobies.
I was raised here in this living hell. You don't know my kind.
Before Equivocal at 11 to 2. 3:30, the winner was number 5, My Charlie, at 4 to 1. Second, number 4, Mr. Q, at 9 to 2. At home now in Leopardstown, 3 o'clock, the winner was number 1, Meeson Girl, at 7 to 1. Second, number 2, Deep Sea Diver, at 10 to 1. And in third place, number 4, Galaxy Leo, at 4 to 7 favorite. 3:30, and there has been a Stewart's inquiry into this result. The winner, number 8, Katsura, at 1 to 2 favorite. Second, number 1, Mulvilla, at 20 to 1. And in third place, number 11, Susan's Way, at 7 to 1. There has been a Stewart's inquiry, and we will bring you the result as soon as we get it.
Red Rum, the leader. Charles Dickens is next. Scout right up there on the outside, a good third. Then Less Cargo. Vulcan Town made a mistake there.
Do remember, each day there is racing. We will bring you full results with the compliments of Alan Tuttle, your friendly local bookmaker, right here on Radio Dublin 253.
Make your car stand out in the petrol queue. Fit a Radio Dublin sun visor. Sun visors are neat and apply to your windscreen with ease, and they fit all make of cars. Sun visors are now available at our studios in Inchicore and also at the motor shops, Dillorgan Shopping Centre, Sounds Cool Record Shop at the Traffic Lights in Blanchardstown, Autoquip Limited, 62 Lower Clanbrassil Street, and True Colour, St. Bridget's Road, Clondalkin. Support your local radio station and get a Radio Dublin sun visor today. Number for all your requests and dedications, it's open right now at 758684. Say hello to Carol out there in Finglas, comes in with best wishes from Victor. And for Marie Wall and Margaret O'Connor, hello to you girls. Steve Miller Band, Rockin' Me.
Little single that, from Randy Van Warmer, Just When I Needed You Most. This comes from the new LP by Taste of Honey. The album's called Another Taste, it's out on the Capitol label. This is a nice track from it, Let's Begin. Just 4:22 here on Capital Radio. A nice dreamy sound there from Taste of Honey. This is the new one from Dana Summer. I almost said Diana Ross. It comes from the album Bad Girls and Dim All the Lights.
And also on top of that, I mean, the builders themselves, there's the contract with the builders. Tell us about that.
Well, there is a legally binding contract, like all building contracts. It's a legally binding contract to build on the site. But the fact of the matter is that any contract is negotiable. And I don't blame the builders. I'm sure that any client, in this case it's the corporation, if they went along to the builder and say, we made a mistake, we want to build the offices elsewhere, we're willing to compensate you for the work you've done, the builders would row in with that. The builders are not the villains. In a sense, they're stuck in the middle. In a sense, they're as much a victim of the thing as the people of Dublin are.
And Professor Father Martin, of course, has a lot of problems, doesn't he? Because he's done... He's taken action on behalf of the Friends of Medieval Dublin, and he's faced with court costs.
Well, I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, there are at least three outstanding debts already, according to the authorities, outstanding debts. The corporation, in fact, are in the process, and it's coming up in October, suing him for £200,000. That's one debt, you know, which is ludicrous. You know, and the man is sworn to poverty. I mean, even if he had the money, you know, he wouldn't pay it, but he hasn't got it.
So the question I'd like to ask, I mean, like, on behalf of our listeners, the people of Dublin, right, who've obviously expressed their wish on many occasions in marches and rallies and through elections and things, that they want this thing preserved. Why is it not being preserved? What can be done about it? Who do we go to next?
Well, I mean, we're asking ourselves that question. I mean, we were pushed to the extremity by going in and occupying the site. I mean, it's hard to think of a more drastic action than that, you know? And it galvanized public opinion, and they voted and so on in the right way. And now we're back where we started. I mean, in fact, the building is going ahead as of now. I mean, they have done enormous damage down there.
Like what?
Like tearing away big lumps of unexcavated site there with bulldozers, you know? I mean, we saw them with our own eyes. It's quite scandalous.
Well, what about, a preservation order? I mean, could you not get a preservation order on the site?
Well, it is a national monument. I mean, this is a ludicrous situation. It is actually a national... It was declared in the High Court as a national monument. And now it's the only national monument, in fact, that I know of, that has been deliberately destroyed by the authorities.
It is a national monument, and yet they're destroying it.
All right, I'll tell you. There's a clause in the National Monuments Act which allows, under certain conditions, national monuments to be demolished. Now, the whole idea of the National Monuments Act was to preserve national monuments, and the clause was put in to protect national monuments. In other words, you might want to demolish a bit of it so you could carry out repairs and then build it up again. You know, this is the reason the clause was put in. And it wasn't intended that you could wholesale destroy a national monument. I mean, in other words, they're abusing a piece of legislation that was designed to protect national monuments, and they're using it to destroy, using a clause to destroy it. And the people who put that act together would turn in their graves if they knew the way their legislation was being used.
Well, what can the people of Dublin themselves do? People are listening to this program now. What can they do to actually help if they want this thing preserved?
Well, I suppose they can still pressurize the politicians. I mean, take George Colley. He is where the book stops, because he is in charge of finance and he's in charge of the Board of Works. George Colley, in fact, has been playing a very sinister role in the whole thing. But it's there. If there's any money going to be made available to save the thing, it's there. I would suggest people write to George Colley and to Jack Lynch and to their and ring up their local councillors. Now, I know that sounds like a very weak kind of action that people can take, but politicians do take notice. There's another election coming up in 2 years' time, and by then, if the corporation have their way, you'll have these ugly, at least one of those ugly tower blocks, and that will be George Colley's tomb, I promise you that.
You know? And what are your plans for the future as a group? I mean, what is your next step?
Well, we are, one of the things we're doing is we're trying behind the scenes to galvanize the politicians and to make them aware that the issue isn't dead. But we're also organizing various fundraising activities, and one of them is on tonight in the project. They've very kindly given us the proceeds of the Inner City Outer Space, which is a fantastic show. And so if anybody feels like supporting Wiki in a tangible way, they can come along this evening, and they can also see, in fact, an exhibition of photographs in the lobby.
What time does that start?
It starts at 8:15, but if anybody hasn't got a ticket, I advise you to come at 8:00. It's a really good show.
Okay, listen, Michael, thank you for coming in, and thank you for talking to our listeners on ARD. I'm sure a lot of them are wondering why and how and what, and I suppose only time will tell. Good luck anyway from all of us.
China if the good choice is to be honest or safeguard a career, to make a stand or make money, to keep quiet or keep your self-respect. The China syndrome. Today, only a handful of frightened people know what it means. Soon, you will know. Jane Fonda, Jack Lemmon, Michael Douglas in the China syndrome.
Well, right now, believe it or believe it not, at the time at 4:31 here on Big D Radio, good afternoon to you people out there who just switched on your trannies. And if you've just switched them on, shame on you, you should have switched them on when I come on. Anyway, Simon Young's here. Hello, Simon.
Hello, sir. How are you?
Oh, sir. How are you keeping, Simon? I haven't seen you for ages.
Yeah, aren't you a lucky guy?
Yes.
Mm. It's a beautiful day outside. Have you been out as well?
I have indeed, yes.
Absolutely,
yes.
Incredible.
I'll tell you, it beats in here.
Doesn't it?
Oh, it's time. Doesn't it? Yeah.
You get the sunroof put on it.
Right. So what do you do with yourself these days?
Still playing music. Still.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else. Never mind.
No.
Have still you got into this roller disco yet?
I have, yeah.
You have? Have you been doing a bit?
I have, yeah.
Yeah, and how's it been going?
Not too good, really.
Why? What's the problem?
I still have a few black and blue bruises.
Really?
In little
Yes, well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll play another commercial and we'll come back to you in just a moment from now.
Don't be cruel to your car. Send it along to Harcourt Motors for the treatment it deserves. At Harcourt Motors, your car will be pampered by a friendly and reliable team. It won't even have time to miss you because Harcourt Motors guarantee you a same-day service. Harcourt Motors, Clonmel Street, off Harcourt Street. They probably care more about your car than you do. Harcourt Motors, Clonmel Street, off Harcourt Street.
Well, we were talking to Simon Young there. Simon, come back here and say hello to us again. Anyway, are you gigging around at all?
Yeah.
Now, this is just for the benefit, actually, of the taxman, so tell us where you've been playing.
No, I don't play in any clubs.
Really? Oh, funny. I just saw you build on a few there last week. So what are you doing? How many gigs are you doing?
I'm doing roughly about 7 or 8 gigs a week.
Really?
Yeah, it's a couple of doubles.
That's nice. Bubbles. I get one every 6 months. So, there you are, Bubbles, yeah?
Sloopies,
mm-hmm.
Annabelle's.
Oh, yeah. That's a nice place.
Speakers now and again.
Yeah.
Hoops now and again.
Hoops, yeah. Yes. And the roller disco.
The roller disco.
Yeah. Do you do that during the day or at night?
It's very seldom I do it, you know, because mostly Eric Dean and Bernie Lyons, Jerry Campbell, Tony Dixon do it. But pop in now and again and play the music and that.
Do you think I'd stand any chance if I went in there and had an old bash?
On the skate?
On the old skate, yeah.
I don't know, sir. You could try it. It's not as easy as it looks, does it?
Last week or the week before
was my first time on them. And
on what? Oh, the skates, yes, of course, yeah.
And I couldn't get the knack at all. But, you know, if you just keep trying, as they say.
All right, Simon.
God loves a try, as they say.
That's true. He loves a chance as well, but we won't go into that. Right, I'll tell you what, Simon. You're with us at 5 o'clock, and you're going to let me go home for me tea. Isn't that right?
That's right.
Right, okay.
See you then.
Right, okay. Take it easy. Bye for now. And we'll play a piece of music.